我们继续来查考《使徒行传》。
Let's continue studying the book of Acts.
在一第三页，一第七页。
Your notes is on page E7.
《使徒行传》是真耶稣教会发展的蓝图。
The book of Acts is basically the blueprint of the development of True Jesus Church.
所以，如果我们教会要发展，我们就翻开《使徒行传》来看，就有答案。
So we want, if we want to know how to develop our church, then we should open the book of Acts and we have the answer.
如果教会不能发展，我们从使徒行传可以看出来我们哪里做得不够或者哪里做得不对。
And if the church is not developing, then we should, through the book of Acts, we know where are we doing wrong.
所以我们教会的发展不需要向外教会去学取经验。
Therefore,the development of the church, we shouldn't go to other churches to learn their past experiences.
因为我们教会的目标是回归使徒教会。
Because the goal of our church is to go back to the apostolic times church.
所以我们要回归使徒行传来寻找答案。
That's why we need to go back to the book of Acts to look for our answer.
那我们现在来看使徒行传的十一章。
So let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章。
Acts chapter
11. 从十九节到三十节。
From verse 19 to 30.
这里在提到第一个外邦人的教会。
Here it talks about the first Gentile church.
就是安提阿的教会。
That is a church in Antioch.
圣经提到安提阿的教会圣功相当的兴旺。
The Bible mentions that the holy work in Antioch is very fervent.
主要的原因是因为教会有在做个人的布道工作。
And the main reason is because they do individual gospel and preaching.
我们看十九节。
Look at verse 19.
那些因为斯提凡的事遭世上的门徒，直走到腓尼基和居比路并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。在耶路撒冷遇到大逼迫之后，他们发现没有办法继续在耶路撒冷住下去。
After the incident of Stephen, the church has encountered persecution, and they find that they no longer can stay in the city of Jerusalem.
所以就开始往外移民。
So they started to move out of city.
原来这有神的美意。
And of course, there's a beautiful will of God.
因为神要让福音传遍天下每个角落，让信而受洗的得救。
Because God wants the gospel to spread to every corner of the earth, so those who believe will be saved.
那当初信耶稣那个使徒教会非常的圆满。
In the very beginning, apostolic church, it was very perfect.
充满着爱，充满着神的恩典，充满着平安，充满着神迹。
It was full of love, full of peace, full of miracles, full of God's grace.
所以在那个情况下，没有人愿意要搬家。
And under that circumstance, nobody was willing to move.
但是如果大家都不搬，福音就传不开。
But if nobody moves, then the gospel cannot be spread.
所以神允许逼迫临到使徒教会，让福音能够传开。
And therefore, God allowed persecution to the church member to be persecuted, so therefore the gospel can be spread.
所以神的意念高过人的意念。
Therefore, the will of God is higher than man's will.
即使患难，也要成全神的旨意。
Even in times of tribulation, you will fulfill God's will.
那斯蒂凡耶路撒冷教会的信徒到哪个地方就开始传福音。
So the members in the Church of Jerusalem, wherever they go, they will start preaching.
就是个人布道。
And that is individual pastoring.
我们今天教会圣工要发展，最重要一个方法是个人布道。
Today, for our church to develop, the most important is that we preach individually.
没有一个方式可以取代个人布道。
There is no way to replace gospeling.
有很多其他的传道方式都是好的。
Of course, there are many other ways to do this work.
好像在电台传道。
For example, do it in media.
设置在电视里面传道。
Through television.
或者刊登广告。
Or through advertising in newspaper.
分发传单。
Through distributing flyers.
这个都是好的。
And all these are good.
但是到目前为止，我们证实最有功效的方法是个人布道。
But up to this point, the way that we find it most efficient is through individual preaching.
所以如果我们觉得我们很多的方法都做了，但是个人布道没有做，那我们教会还是很难发展。
And if we find that we have done everything, but we haven't promoted individual preaching, then it's very hard for the church to continue to develop.
我们想想看，如果一个教会有两百个信徒。
Just think, if there's a 200 members church,
那每一个人每一年带一个慕道者来，
and every member every year brings one truth seeker,
或者说每一个家庭一年带一个慕道者来，
or more to say, we can say like every family every year bring one truth seeker.
那我们在教会一年里面就有一百个慕道者。
So one in a church, one year we will have 100 truth seekers. 哦，
那我们可以想想，这一百个慕道者里面呢，一定有神所要拣选的人。
And you just think that out of this 100 truth seeker, there will certainly be someone that God wants to choose.
所以今天我们福音传不开，实际上是因为教会没有慕道者。
And today, a lot of times we can't spread our gospel because in our church there's no truth seekers.
没有慕道者是因为我们没有做个人的布道。
And the reason there's no truth seekers because no one is preaching.
所以我们要让教会信徒增加，最基本的方法是个人布道。
Therefore, for the members to increase, the most important work is that we preach.
所以安提阿教会会兴盛，是因为世上的门徒到处传福音。
And the reason why Antioch Church was prospering is because the church, everyone was preaching.
这个是人的本分。
And this is the duty of a man.
21节讲到另外一个很重要的因素。
In verse 21, it brings out another point.
21节说，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多。
21, the Lord's hands were with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
保罗可以撒种。
Paul was able to spread seeds.
亚波罗可以浇灌。
Apollo could water it.
但是到最后会让它长大的是神。
But only God makes them grow.
所以当人在做工，神也做工，我们发现我们的工作以后很有果效。
When man works and God is also working, then we find the results to be very fruitful.
但是如果人做工，神没有做工，我们常常发现人做得很辛苦，但是没有果效。
But if man works and God is not working with us, then we find a lot of times that there's no conclusion to our work.
所以当我们很认真做工的时候，我们要想神有没有跟我们一起做工。
So whenever we work, we need to think whether God is with us and working with us.
神要怎么跟我们一起做工呢？
So how can God work with us?
就是我们要祷告。
And that is through our prayer.
要同心。
We need to be one in one heart.
要圣洁。
And we need to be holy.
这样神才能够跟我们同工。
And only through that then can God abide with us.
教会圣工才能够发展。
And only that then the church holy work can prosper.
所以安提阿教会的兴盛是因为个人布道加上神的同工。
So the prosper of Antioch Church is due to the preaching of every member and the abidance of God.
好，我们现在看22节。
Please read verse 22.
这风声传到耶路撒冷教会耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，要到安提阿为止。23节。
23.
他到了见那里，神所赐的恩就欢喜劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠主。24节。
24.
这巴拿巴原来是一个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。所以耶路撒冷教会就派巴拿巴去做跟进的工作。
So here says that the church at Jerusalem, they sent Barnabas to follow up with the work.
巴拿巴还没有去，已经有很多人信主了。
And before Barnabas arrived there, there were a lot of believers.
那巴拿巴去以后，信主的人更多。
But after Barnabas got there, more believers.
这就是跟进的重要。
And this is the importance of following up the work.
因为跟进是浇灌的工作。
Because following up God's work is the work of watering.
当我们圣工在苏联95年开始的时候。
When our holy work first started in Soviet Union in 1995.
差不多连续半年连总的密集一直派工人去。
About 6 months, IA had continuously sent workers to Soviet.
所以在这个共产的国家就能够建立第一个教会。而且圣工能够稳定下来。
Therefore, we were able to establish the first church in a communist country, and the holy work was able to continue.
所以我们知道栽种的工作跟浇灌的工作一样重要。
We know that sowing and watering the seed is both very important.
这两个是没有办法来比较谁比较重要。
You cannot compare which one is more important.
两个都很重要。
Because both are equally value.
那圣工在安提阿兴起以后，就引起了逼迫。
But after Antioch church prospered, there was persecution.
就到了使徒行传的十二章。
And then that continues to Acts chapter 12.
在前面呢，使徒教会圣工发展之后，逼迫也跟着来到。
In the beginning, when the church started to prosper in Holy Word, the persecution also followed.
那到十二章逼迫又来到。
In chapter 12, the persecution once again got to the members.
那我们现在看第一节。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 1.
那是西律王下手苦害教会中几个人。第二节。
Verse 2.
用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。他见犹太人喜欢这事。
Verse 3.
又去捉拿彼得。那是正是除酵节的日子。这里讲西律王杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
Here says that King Herod has killed the brother of John, James.
前面所遇到的逼迫是从宗教来的。
In the beginning, the persecution come from other religions.
就是热心犹太教的人来逼迫信主的人。
And those were zealous Jews that they wanted to persecute the Christians.
甚至保罗也喜悦斯提凡被石头打死。
And even Paul was delighted when Stephen was stoned to death.
但是到了十二章，就是从政治势力来的逼迫。
But here in chapter 12, the persecution comes from politics.
所以西律王就下命令抓住了彼得。
So here, King Herod arrested
Peter.
arrested Peter.
所以彼得被收到监牢里面。
And that's why Peter was put in jail.
那我们现在来看，主耶稣钉十字架的彼得前的彼得，跟主耶稣复活的彼得以后的彼得不太一样。
So right now we're going to compare and see that the Peter before Jesus' resurrection and the Peter after Jesus' resurrection was very different.
彼得否定耶稣三次。
Peter denied Jesus three times.
虽然他告诉主耶稣我要跟你一起死。
Although he told Jesus Christ that he's going to follow him till death.
但是他否定耶稣三次。
But he denied Jesus three times.
为什么？
Why?
简单说 怕死。
Clearly to say he was afraid of death.
所以他否定耶稣。
That's why he denied Jesus Christ.
但是主耶稣升天以后，
But after Jesus' resurrection,
彼得传福音很有果效。
Peter was very powerful in preaching the gospel.
所以很多人信耶稣。
That's why the numbers of believers increased.
他就被抓去鞭打。
But then he was arrested and beaten.
但是彼得不怕。
But he wasn't afraid.
他继续做见证。
He continued to testify.
又被抓去鞭打。
And then he will be arrested again.
他又继续做见证。
And he will continue to testify.
大家都很稀奇。
And everybody was very curious.
怎么这个人这么有胆量？
Why is this man so courageous?
又稀奇他是跟过耶稣的人。
And they were so curious that they started to think that probably he is a follower of Jesus Christ.
那耶稣没有被钉十字架以前，他也是跟耶稣啊。
But before Jesus Christ was crucified, he was also a follower of Jesus Christ.
为什么那个时候他会怕死，这个时候不怕呢？
So why back then he was afraid of death, but now he is fearless.
最重要的关键是《使徒行传》第二章，彼得得圣灵，而且被圣灵充满。
And the turning point is in Acts chapter 2, when Peter received the Holy Spirit and he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以从历史的记载，我们知道，凡是要立志敬虔度日、服侍神的人都要受苦。
So from history, we know that those who want to work for God, they must first learn how to suffer.
那受苦会很多人害怕而退却。
And because of suffering, a lot of people will retreat.
但是受苦也会考验到很多人是很勇敢的人。
But only through suffering, we can see those courageous people.
那个勇敢从哪里来？
And where does that courage come from?
那个勇敢不只是从决心来的。
That courage doesn't only come from determination.
那个勇敢是从圣灵的充满来的。
It comes from the fullness of Holy Spirit.
是从神的爱感动来的。
It comes from the love of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在很表面看到这些彼得很认真在传福音，跑来跑去，到处走。
So from the surface, we see that Peter is running from here and there and preaching the gospel.
那有时候我们会学习这些彼得这些工人这样到处忙碌，到处走。
And sometimes we will learn from the workers to travel from place to place just to preach.
但是我们常常忘记了这些使徒的内心。
But we often forgot what's inside those apostles.
到底他们内心有什么？
What is inside of them?
如果我们从整个使徒行传，你可以看出来。
From the whole book of Acts, you can see.
第一个。
First,
他们的心被神的爱激动。
Their heart is compelled by the love of Jesus Christ.
第二个,
Second,
他们的心充满神的话。
Their heart is full of the words of God.
第三个,
Third,
他们的心被神的灵充满。
Their heart is filled by the Spirit of God.
所以因为这个三个原因呢，所以他们去传福音不怕苦不怕难，一直传到底。
And because of these three reasons, they are not afraid of suffering. They can preach till the end.
而且神迹奇就不断的显明。
And miracles and grace will follow them.
今天我们可以动很多的人来做工。
Today we can move a lot of human resources to work for God.
但是我们做工的人那内在的心态很重要。
But what's inside the holy worker is very important.
如果我们有被神感动,
if you're touched by God, if you're touched by the love of God,
那我们在做工才会有神的同工。
Then when you work with God, God will abide with you.
因为神就是爱啊。
Because God is love.
所以我们做工如果没有神的爱在里面，就是没有神同在。
But if you work without love, then God is not with you, because God is love.
所以有时候我们在做工，好像在履行一种形式上的服事。
So sometimes when we do holy work, it feels like we're traveling, just visiting from place to place. It's just a formality.
我们里面呢没有神的爱。
And inside us, there's no love of God.
所以不容易有果效。
That's why there's not easy for us to produce any fruits.
第二个就是要被神的灵充满。
Secondly, is we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这样才有胆量。
And therefore, we will have courage.
那这样我们做的功效啊，才会有结果，因为有神的权柄。
And when we have courage, then our work will be fruitful.
那彼得下监的时候。他有什么表现?
When Peter was jailed, how did he react?
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6, Acts chapter 12, verse 6.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
忽然有主的使者拍他的站在旁边，屋里有光照耀，天使拍彼得的肩膀，拍醒他说快快起来，那铁链就从他身上落下来。所以很显然的，天使拍彼得，彼得才醒过来。
So here, obviously, we can see that it was not until the angel woke Peter did he woke up.
但是彼得被关的时候，有脚镣、手扣都扣住。
But we can see when he was jailed, he was obviously chained.
然后四班的兵丁看守。
And there were many soldiers looking after him.
所以很可能彼得就会像雅各一样被杀掉。
So it was very likely that Peter will be also killed like James.
但是那一天晚上他却能够睡得很好。
But that night he was able to fall asleep.
这个叫做基督里面的平安。
And this is called the peace within Christ.
所谓平安不是什么事情都没有发生，所以我很平安。
Peace is not, doesn't mean that nothing happens is peace.
这种平安连没有信主的人也有。
Because this kind of peace, even the unbelievers, they can obtain it.
平安是当我们遇到很大患难的时候，我们的心还很平静安稳。
Peace is when you face great tribulations and trials, then your heart is still calm.
我们还不忧虑。
We would not doubt.
因为有主耶稣住在我们里面。
Because Christ lives in us.
与我们同在，加添我们力量。
And He's with us, and He will strengthen us.
这个叫做基督的平安。
And this is called the Christ peace.
那这个平安才是最宝贵的。
And this kind of peace is very precious.
这个是没有信主的人没有办法体会得到的。
Because this kind of peace cannot be experienced by those unbelievers.
这个是彼得在监牢里面所体验到的。
And this is a peace that Peter experienced when he was jailed.
我们可以想象彼得被下监，传福音的工作就受到停顿。
We can believe that once he was jailed, the preaching work has been delayed.
所以教会切切为他祷告。
That's why the church prayed very hard for him. That's recorded in verse 5.
彼得被下监，这是魔鬼的工作。
Peter being jailed is the work of Satan.
但是教会为他切切祷告，是希望神的能力能够打败魔鬼的工作。
But the church pray earnestly, praying for God's help because they want God to win over Satan.
所以做圣工是一种属灵的征战。
So working on the holy work is a spiritual battle.
做圣工不只是一个外表人跟人的关系。
Holy work is not simply a relationship between man and man.
做圣工是跟魔鬼在征战。
Holy work is basically fighting with Satan.
所以当时的使徒教会他们看得很清楚。
Therefore, the apostolic church, they could see that very clearly.
所以彼得下监，他们就迫切祷告。
That's why when Peter was jailed and arrested, they prayed earnestly.
结果神的能力充满了，所以这个监门就打开了。
That's why the power of God was full, and the door of the jail opened.
天使把他带出来。
And angel brought Peter out.
我们现在要想，那个监牢代表什么？
So let, now let us think, what does the jail represent?
今天我们在教会里面做圣工的、啊、真的很需要众信徒的代祷。
Today, working for church, we really need the prayers from all members.
现在做圣工的人、啊、当然生活不是很富裕，但是、啊、还不至于缺乏。
Although we,、the holy workers, we are not very、abundant, but it doesn't mean that we're lacking.
所以物质上需要帮忙的实在是不多。
So material-wise, we don't need a lot of help.
但是我们现在发现圣工要发展越来越难。
But we realize that to develop the holy work is getting harder and harder.
很多的监牢限制。
Because there are many restrictions.
所以我们要为做圣工的人代祷。
Therefore, we need to pray for the holy workers.
虽然保罗很有能力。
Although Peter was full of power.
保罗很有能力。
Paul was full of power.
在哥林多后书，保罗说：“求你用祷告来帮助我。”
But in 2 Corinthians, Paul said, "Please help me through your prayer."
所以保罗身上有很多的责任。
Because on Paul there lies many responsibilities.
他希望众信徒用祷告来帮助他。
And he wishes that all members can pray and help him.
那使徒教会用祷告来帮助被关到监牢的彼得。
And likewise, apostolic church prayed to help the Peter that was jailed.
结果彼得就出了监牢，继续传福音。
And Peter was able to walk out from the jail and continue his work.
这个监牢有时候是指的肉体的病痛。
This jail sometimes represents the physical weaknesses.
有的人很想要做工，但是身体有问题，就没有办法做，被关住了。
For example, some people really have the heart to work for God, but they have some kind of illnesses and they can't work for God.
那这个监牢有时候是指的家庭的问题。
Sometimes this jail represents the family problems.
这个家庭如果有问题，做圣工没有办法很投入。
Because if you have family problems, then you won't be able to devote yourself to holy work.
配偶如果不支持，你做圣工没有办法投入。
If your spouse is not supportive, then you can't devote yourself to doing work for God.
子女如果有问题，你做圣工没有办法投入。
If your children have problems, then you cannot pay attention doing holy work.
所以你就被监牢关住了。
And just like that, you're like being jailed.
那这个监牢也是指着今生的思虑。
And the jail also can represent the worries of this life.
有时候我们想要做圣工，但是很多世俗的事情缠累。
Sometimes we want to do holy work, but we have a lot of secular worries.
使我们没有心，或者有心没有时间。
Maybe we have the heart, but we don't have the time. We have the time, but we don't have the heart.
所以教会的工人如果被监牢关住了，传福音就会受阻挡。
So if the holy worker of God is jailed, then the work of God will be delayed.
所以众圣徒迫切的祷告，神就把监牢打开，让他出来。
That's why the church prayed earnestly, and God allowed Peter to walk out from the jail.
今天这是我们爱教会工人最好的一个方法。
And today, praying for holy workers is the best way to show your love for them.
用祷告来帮助他们。
And that is through your prayer.
那彼得出监牢以后。
After Peter has been released from the jail,
结果他到了玛利亚的家十二节。
Verse 12 here says that at the dawn he went to the house of Mary.
结果好多人还在那聚集祷告。
And many people still gathered there and they were praying.
所以我们可以看到当时使徒教会的家庭里面真的是有祷告的风气。
That's why we can say during the apostolic times, during family of the members, they really have that praying spirit.
家庭有家庭祭坛。
The family, they have family altars.
你现在看看如果我们到了晚上吃喝完后，到每个家庭去访问，大部分很多人都坐在电视面前，一直看到睡觉。
Right now, if you do family visitation after dinner time, most family, they spend their time before TV.
但是如果我们能够改变一下生活方式
But if we can change that lifestyle
当然休息一下这是好的
Of course, taking a little rest is good
但是我们大家愿意在家庭生活抽一段时间为教会祷告
But if you're willing to take some time of your family to pray for church
教会一定会进步
Then church will definitely advance and prosper
我们教会没有每天晚上聚会
Although church doesn't have service every night
所以我们没有办法每天晚上到教会来祷告
Therefore you can't come to church every night to pray
但是我们每天晚上我们可以家里同心合意为教会祷告
But every night as a family you can pray for church together
因为教会的基础就是家庭
Because the foundation of church is family.
如果每个家庭能够有为教会祷告的风气，
If every family has this praying spirit for church,
这个教会是很有力量的。
Then this church will be filled with power.
这个是我们建设家庭一个很重要的方向。
And this is a very important value we should have when we build our own family.
不只是要全家信主。
It's not only that your whole family is in Christ.
还要全家敬畏神。
Its whole family should honor God.
不止全家敬畏神。
Not only should you, the whole family should honor God.
还要全家服侍神。
The whole family should also serve God.
怎么让我们全家来服侍神？
And how to serve God as a one family?
我们全家一起跪在一起，然后提名为着教会的圣工代祷，就是服侍神。
When you kneel in one accord and pray for the work of church, then that is serving God.
所以彼得受监下监，我们可以看到使徒教会的家庭真的是祷告的家庭。
So in this incident, we can see the family of the apostolic church, they're really a praying family.
这是很可贵的。
And this is very precious.
好，那希律领导来逼迫这些使徒阻挡圣工，结果又怎样呢？
So what happens after, even if King Herod wants to stop the holy work from prospering?
这种工作就是藐视神，也是一种骄傲的表现。
When he does that, it means that he despises the work of God.
有谁能够阻挡神而成功呢？
Who can stop God and still succeed?
人类历史里面找不到一个人。
In human history, you can find none.
所以这个希律王，我们看他坐在位二十一节哈，坐在位置上。然后二十二节，大家在赞美他，这是神的声音，不是人的声音。
So in verse 21 and 22, here everybody was praising him, and that's the voice of man, not of God.
结果神罚他，他被虫咬就拒绝了。
And here God punished him, and he Lord struck him down.
所以阻挡神的后果是很可怕的。
So trying to stop God, you can face very serious consequences.
因此十二章第一节一直到二十。四节在提到使徒教会遇到的逼迫。
So in chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 24, it talks about the persecution of church.
但是逼迫没有阻挡圣工的发展。
But although there's persecution, it did not delay the holy work.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
神的道日渐兴旺，越发广传。
But the word of God continued to increase and spread.
所以有人说基督徒越杀越多。
So some people say, the more you kill Christians, the more they increase.
因为逼迫一来到，大家就会自觉最重要的是信仰。
Because when persecution arises, people will realize that the most important thing is still religion.
然后大家迫切祷告。
And they will pray earnestly.
圣工就发展了。
And the church holy work will prosper.
所以这个逼迫来到，反而会让圣工兴旺。
So sometimes when persecution arises, it would stimulate the holy work to increase.
但是有时候
prosper.
没有逼迫，生活太舒服，反而圣工不能发展。
And sometimes when there's no persecution or trials or obstacles, it would delay the holy work instead.
有时候我们想我们自己，我们要看我们周围的人。
So we should think about ourselves and look at the people around us.
有时候我们常常想等我生活改善到某一个程度，我一定要好好来服侍神。
Sometimes we'll think to ourselves that when my life gets to a certain point, then I will start serving God.
这是一个理想。
That is just a dream.
但是等我们生活改善到某一个程度，你看我们的心就想能够再进一步。
But when your lifestyle gets to that certain level, you will think to yourself that I want to improve that lifestyle even more.
所以很多人在生活改善当中就一直往外去了。
That's why in the process of it, a lot of people will go astray from church.
那当初那个心愿就忘记了。
And that original dream and goal that they had, they already forgotten about it.
等到一个人遇到挫折，我们就在回想，会再回头，真的很投入圣工。
And a lot of times is when they face tribulations or trials, when they will come back to church, and be devoted to church holy work.
所以患难对一个人不一定是不好的。
Therefore, tribulation and trial is not necessary all bad.
逼迫有时候对教会是有帮助的。
And sometimes persecution, it helps the church.
在使徒教会我们就可以看到这个例子。
And in the apostolic church, we can see exactly this example.
所以凡事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So in the Bible, it says everything benefits us for God to gain to be glorified.
那到使徒行传十三章。
When we reach chapter 13,
这是第一次保罗的宣道旅程。
This is the first missionary trip of Paul.
使徒行传第一章第八节是整个使徒行传的主题。
对不起，
使徒行传第一章第八节是整个使徒行传的主题。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is the theme of the books of Acts.
就是圣灵降临得着能力。
And that is to receive the power from the ascending of the Holy Spirit.
然后要传福音从耶路撒冷一直到地极。
And they will preach and they will be witness from Jerusalem to all Judea and Samaria to the end of earth.
这个是主耶稣升天以前所定的旨意。
This is a mission that God has entrusted us before he ascended to heaven.
那神为着完成他的旨意。
And in order to accomplish this mission,
神就预备了彼得。
God prepared Peter
做犹太人的使徒。
To become the apostle of the Jews.
神为着完成他的旨意。
God, in order to accomplish his mission,
在使徒行传第九章神就拣选了保罗。
God chose Paul in chapter 9.
然后给他一段时间训练。
And gave him some time to be trained.
那到十三章保罗就开始他的宣道旅途。
And in chapter 13,Paul started his first missionary journey.
一直到二十八章，把福音传到罗马。
Until chapter 28, when the gospel was finally preached to Rome.
从这里我们可以知道神的工作，神会负责。
So from here we know that God's work, God will be responsible for it.
神的工作，神会预备。
God's work, He will make preparations for it.
我们从圣经看得很清楚。
From the Bible, we clearly see this.
所以有时候我们听到人非常爱教会。
So sometimes we hear people, those that really love church.
但是对教会的前途抱着悲观的看法。
But they are very pessimistic about the future of church.
如果像我们这一代这样，会不会在我们的手中真耶稣教会消灭了？
They will ask a question, look at this generation, would True Jesus Church just be over by this generation?
真耶稣教会不是一间公司。
True Jesus Church is not a company.
如果是公司，就是老板做决定。
Because in a company or enterprise, it's the boss that makes the decision.
真耶稣教会是主耶稣的身体。
Because True Jesus Church is the body of Christ.
后来的殿要大过先前的殿。
The temple afterwards, the glory will be even
他的荣耀要大过先前的荣耀。
Will even be major than the previous temple.
这个是神所定的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
所以神既然是他的旨意，所以神会一直往那个目标前进。
And if this is the will of God, then he will head toward that direction.
所以从圣经的记载，我们绝对对真耶稣教会有信心。
So from the recorded Bible, we should have that faith in True Jesus Church.
我们看将来在这里或者在这个 graduate 里面会出一些神的工人。
We'll see that among you or in the graduate class, God will arise his workers.
因为当神要把福音传开。
Because when God wants to spread the gospel,
神会亲自拣选，神会亲自感动。
He would choose by himself and he would touch you.
你知道神把他的灵一点点降在一个人身上，他就大有能力。
Do you know that even if God gives the person a little bit of his power, and that person will be filled with power?
神把他的爱一点点降在一个人身上，他就被神的爱充满。
Do you know that if God gives us a little bit of his love, then the person will be filled with love?
如果他被神爱充满，
if he is filled with love,
他就会为神活。
Then he will live for Christ.
如果他被神的能力充满，
if he is filled with the power of God,
他的工作有果效，
then his work will be fruitful.
所以那个主控权在神。
So God is the one that controls.
因此他会照着他的旨意来成全。
Therefore he would accomplish it through his will.
所以最重要的是我们要明白我神要我做什么。
So the most important is we should understand what God wants us to do.
明白神对每一个人的旨意。
So understand what is his will for each of us.
把我们的本分做好。
And we should do our duties.
那其他的就交托给神。
And the rest we should entrust it to God.
因为这是神的工作。
Because this is the work of God.
是神在做主。
He is the one making decisions.
神在计划。
He is the one that plans.
神在带领。
He is the one that leads.
神在成全。
He is the one that fulfills and succeeds.
这个叫做圣工。
And this is called holy work.
所以我们看十三章开始，保罗开始宣道的工作。
So in chapter 13, he begins the first missionary mission of Paul.
那他们怎么来决定这个宣道的旅程呢？
So how do they decide the travel path of the missionary?
我们看第一节跟第二节。
Please read chapter 13, verse 1 and 2.
在安提阿教会中有几个先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面、古利奈人、路求与分封七律王同养的马念奔扫罗。第二节。
Verse 2.
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说，我要分派巴拿巴跟保罗去做我照他们所做的工作。第三节。
Verse 3.
于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。这里讲他们在禁食祷告的时候，圣灵亲自决定要派他们两个去。
Here it says that while they were worshiping and fasting, Holy Spirit told them that Barnabas and Saul will be sent to this holy work.
所以在《使徒行传》里面，我们可以很清楚看到，哦，他们很注重圣灵的带领。
So in the book of Acts, we can see that they emphasize about the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
啊，为这很清楚圣灵的带领，他们信甚至禁食祷告。
And to clearly understand the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they even fasted.
那当一个人愿意尊重圣灵的带领，圣灵的带领就变得很清楚。
And when one is willing to respect the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then the directions of the Holy Spirit is very clear.
但是当我们开始消灭圣灵的感动
，But if we quench the Holy Spirit.
过了几次以后，圣灵就感消灭感动就没有了。
And after a couple of times, then there will be no more guidance from the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒时代的圣灵跟我们现在的圣灵是一样的。
So the Holy Spirit during the apostolic times is the same as today.
所以如果每一个人有尊重神的心
，So if everyone has a heart of honoring God,
圣灵的带领会一样的清楚。
The guidance of the Holy Spirit is the same as clear.
那在十三章，我们可以看到，这个是往外宣道的基地，就是安提阿教会。
And so you can see in chapter 13 that the starting stage of preaching towards Asai is Antioch.
我们现在在非洲的英语系国家，宣道的基地就是英国。
Like right now preaching to Africa, the main location of main foundation will be in UK.
那在非洲的非洲这个法语系宣道的基地就是。巴黎教会
and if they are French speaking countries then the in charge one will be Paris church.
所以随着这个圣工的发展我们往外推行圣工那个基地会改变的
so as we preach the gospel the locations of where it lies would gradually change
那我们这个教会在推行圣工每个地方教会负担的责任也不太一样
and of course as we preach the work of every church will be different
比方说我们在西部教会现在只有伯恩教会有这个能力有这个空间来办 NYTS
For example, here at the West Coast probably only right now Bowen Park has the only church that has the ability to hold NYTS
那这个就是伯恩教会神托付我们的使命
And this is the mission entrusted to Bowen Park Church
那到了另外一个阶段可能神又用另外一种方法要我们做另外一个阶段的工作
But as you reach another level probably God has different level and plans for us
所以不止每一个人要明白神要我们做什么
So not only should everyone understand what God wants us to do
我们每一个地方教会要觉悟神要我们做什么
Every local church should be aware and realize what is the work of God is for us.
巴黎教会接受这个托付，要来开拓法语区的教会。
When Paris Church,
非洲教会。
When Paris Church was entrusted with the work of developing the French-speaking countries in Africa.
他们这个职务会里面的这些圣职执事啊，还有负责人啊，轮流请假到法语区里面去做宣牧工作，做义工啊。
Their members, council members, brothers and sisters, they would devote their time to go and visit the French-speaking countries and preach.
他们有自觉，非洲的法语国家如果不是巴黎教会承担起来，那谁能做
？Because they are very aware that if they don't take up this holy work, then who else has the ability to take up this work?
所以他们真的承担起来。
And finally, they did were able to be responsible for this work.
献很多人力，很多财力。
They devoted a lot of time, a lot of human resources, and even financially.
但是教会没有因为这样比较穷啊。
But church hasn't become even lacking because of this holy work.
每个从非洲传回来的都很感动，而且都很喜乐。
Because everybody that returns from Africa to their country, they're all very touched.
牺牲是很多，但是赏赐也很丰富。
Although they sacrifice a lot, but they also gained a lot.
我们在印度已经有教会几十年。
We have a church in India for 10 some years.
几年前呢，马兴总会自愿说我们要领养印度教会。
And a couple years ago, church in Malaysia and Singapore, they have decided that they want to adopt the holy work at India.
因为马来西亚教会跟印度教会最近。
Because church in Malaysia is the closest to church at India.
所以在马来西亚里面呢，他们就有很多义工，那这个被安利的这些执事，有一些青年呢，就一批一批的去到印度。
And so in Malaysia church, they will ordain some deacons and some brothers, they will help out, and they will be sent to church in India.
那就开始计划。
And they will start planning.
所以现在印度教会的圣工是有进步的。
So right now, the holy work in India has been gradually improving.
因为马来西亚总会有这个自觉。
Because Malaysia church is have this self-awareness.
所以我们每一个地方教会要对我们整个圣工所要负的责任也需要有一个自觉。
That's why every local church should have that self-awareness of what kind of holy work should we be responsible with.
就好像安提阿教会在支援保罗的宣道工作。
Just like the church at Antioch is responsible of supporting Paul in his missionary trips.
所以我们地方教会不能说这个是我们地方教会，那个不是我们的，所以我们不管。
Therefore, no church should say that this belongs to the local church and that holy word doesn't belong to us.
那我们仔细看这个保罗宣道旅程的范围不是在安提亚。
You should see that the places that Paul go for his missionary trips are not near Antioch.
但是安提亚教会的这些教会领导人有远见。
But the leaders in Antioch Church, they have a future prospects.
啊，他知道神让他们在那里设立教会的目的是什么。
They know what is the will of God for them to set up church and other places.
他们支援保罗的宣道工作。
That's why they volunteer to support Paul's work.
啊，我们看 M 的第二。
Let's look at page E7M.2.
后来他们从安提阿，保罗跟巴拿巴就出去宣道。
So starting from Antioch, Barnabas and Paul they headed off.
好，在宣道的旅程当中，我们看他充满着能力。
And in their journey, they were filled with power.
真的，主耶稣说，你们要往天到普天下去传福音。
And like Jesus said, you will preach to the end of earth.
然后他用神迹奇事的能力来证明所传的道。
And he will, through miracle, prove the power of the work.
所以在13章第8节就遇到了阻挡。
However, in chapter 13, verse 8, they encounter obstacles.
哦，我们看11节。
Let's read verse 11.
现在主的手加在你身上，你要瞎眼不见日光，他的眼睛立刻昏迷黑暗。四下求人拉着他的手。那方伯看见所做的事很稀奇，就
verse 12。
主的道就信了。神的能力显明了，人就信了。
And here, when the power of God is shown, then people will believe.
所以这个告诉我们，今天我们宣道，真的我们要祈求上头给我们的能力。
That teaches that today when we preach, we should ask for the power from above.
我们传福音的工作才能够有突破。
So we can breakthrough, in our holy work.
那十三节开始，保罗就在开始往前对进到另外一个地点。
In starting verse 13, Paul reached to another destination.
Okay, 到14节。
In verse 14,
他们来到比西底的安提亚。
They came to the Pisidian Antioch.
然后在那个地方就开始对他们来传讲主耶稣的道理。
And from there, they started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们看23节。
Read verse 23.
从这个人的后裔中，神已经应许以色列人立一个救主，就是耶稣。
Verse 23. From this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior Jesus, as He promised.
所以，这个保罗第一次宣道就将一直继续下去。
And the first missionary continued.
好，我们先看十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 15.
这个十五章是一个非常重要的一章。
Chapter 15 is a very important chapter.
这个十五章在告诉我们怎么样来解决当时教会的问题。
This teaches how to resolve the issues in church.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
有几个人从犹大下来教训弟兄说，你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼就不能得救。有一些人说外邦人信耶稣也要受割礼。
So here, some man came down to Antioch and said that those Gentiles that believe, they too need to receive a circumcision.
不割礼不能得救。
If they are not circumcised, that they cannot be saved.
所以这变成很严重的问题。
And this has become a very serious issue.
因为这个律法是一个担子。
Because the law is like a load you have to take.
所以人不能背所以神才需要给我们救恩。
Because men cannot carry this load, that's why God has given us the salvation.
所以第二节保罗就跟他们争辩起来。
So here in verse 2, Paul has a dispute with them.
所以这是真理的问题。
So this is a debate about the truth.
那这个问题如果没有解决使徒教会可能会分裂。
If this problem is not resolved, then probably the apostolic church will break.
因为有的认为跟得救有关，有的认为跟得救无关。
Because some think this is relevant to salvation, and others think this is not relevant to salvation.
那这个观念一不同，就会分作两边了。
And when you have two thoughts, then probably you will separate into two groups.
所以这是教会的危机。
So this is a risk for church.
所以这个让我们看出来，我们教会到底要怎么来解决教会的困难。
So this teaches how to resolve problems within church.
那我们先从结论来看。
Let's look at the conclusion first.
这一件事情从不同开始，但是从相同结束。
This problem started from different opinions, but they ended up with the same conclusion.
好，我们先来看，第十五章。
Please read chapter 15.
使徒行传第十五章。
Chapter 15.
十九节。
Verse 19.
所以据我的意见不可为难那些归服神的外邦人，只要写信他们吩咐禁戒偶像和污秽和奸淫，并勒死的牲畜和血。
20.
这里在讲雅各最后起来做结论。
Here says that James in the end came up and made the conclusion.
那做结论以后大家怎么感觉呢？
So after the conclusion, how did everybody felt?
我们看28节。
Let's look at verse 28.
因为圣灵和我们定义不将别的重担放在你们身上。他们说这个决定是圣灵跟他们一起做决定的。
Here they say that it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us, so we know that this decision was made by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个雅各在做结论以后没有表决。
So here, after Paul told everybody the James told everybody the conclusion, nobody
没有表决。
He didn't ask whether they agreed or not.
结果结论是圣灵跟我们一起定义。
And because he said that Holy Spirit decided with us.
所以我们看这个会议从不同开始，从相同结束。
So we can see this meeting started out with different opinions, but they ended up with one conclusion.
这个告诉我们非常重要的原则。
So here tells a very important principle.
我们知道在西方社会民主制度相当的好。
We know that in Western countries they have a very good system.
避免独裁。
And they want to avoid
真的是
one ruling.
以民为主
And they put their emphasis on the people.
但是你如果到非洲去看。
But if you go to Africa,
民主搞成一塌糊涂。
Democracy is just a mess.
但是为什么会这样差别？
So why is there such a difference?
就是选民的素质不一样。
Because the voters and the people, their education is very different.
所以民主是好的，如果选民的素质很高。
Democracy is good if the level of the education of the people are high.
那如果不是，就会造成混乱。
And if not, then all it causes is a mess.
那我们在想，那教会怎么办呢？
So what about church?
我们看这一群人在开会。
We see that there's a group of people here having a meeting.
灵性非常好。
And they have a very high spirituality.
所以如果教会要讲究民主。
So if church wants to talk about democracy,
需要有一个条件。
There's one condition.
就是大家需要有很高的灵性。
Everybody should have a high spirituality.
什么叫做很高的灵性？
What is a high spirituality?
以赛亚书说神的意念高过人的意念。
The book of Isaiah says that the will of God is higher than man's.
我们在地上看事情。
Here we look at things from earth.
我们不知道明天要发生什么事。
We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow.
因为我们是人。
Because we're a man.
所以我们了解很有限。
Because our understanding is very limited.
但是神从天上看事情。
But God looks from above.
神知道我们的外表，神也知道我们的意念。
He knows our thoughts and he knows our outward appearance.
神知道昨天，神知道今天。
He knows yesterday and he knows today.
神也知道明天。
And of course he knows the future.
所以神的意念高过人的意念。
That's why the will of God and the thoughts of God are higher than man's.
因此我们在教会里面开会最重要的一个原则。
So here, holding a council at the church, the highest principle.
不是你要做什么。
It's not about what you should do.
不是我怎么想。
It's not about what I think.
不是大部分的信徒怎么想。
It's not about what most members think.
是神要我们怎么做。
It's about what God wants us to do.
这个是一个最重要的原则。
And that is the highest principle.
所以教会虽然表面是在讲民主。
So although in church we talk about free will and democracy.
但是这个民主有一个先决条件。
But there is a criteria.
就是每一个人在心里的最深处要尊重神。
And that is the deepest part of your heart. You have to respect God.
要了解神要我们做什么。
You have to understand what God wants us to do.
那如果每个人都尊重神。
And if everybody respects God.
要了解神要我们做什么。
And understand what God wants us to do.
那这个开会就会从不同开始，从相同结束。
The meeting will start with different opinions, but we'll have only one conclusion.
那这个叫做属灵的素质高。
And this is called a high spirituality.
好，我们看十五章。
Let's turn, start, continue to look at chapter 15.
第二节。
Verse 2.
保罗与巴拿巴大大的分辨纷争啊、哦，你看他们在讨论这个问题也辩论起来啊。
So you can see that in discussing this problem, it turned out to be a dispute and even a debate.
啊、哦，但是在这个讨论的过程。
But in the process of discussion,
啊，他们很注重就是有没有圣灵的证明，同工的证明。
What they emphasize is whether there is proof from the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们看这个第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
啊，知道人的心的神也为他们做见证，是圣灵给我们正是啊，是给我们给他们正是是给我们一样。在讲哥尼流他们信耶稣啊，为什么跟他们洗礼？因为神赐圣灵给他们，跟我们一样啊。
So here they talk about why Cornelius they are the same like us because the spirit that given to them is the same that's given to us.
所以如果神要他们，我们怎么能够因为他是犹太人不给他洗礼呢
？So if God wants to choose them, how can we say that because they are not Jews we cannot baptize them?
所以他们很注重圣灵的同在，是一个证明。
So they really emphasize on the abidance of the Holy Spirit, and that is the important proof.
第二个
Second,
他们很注重神迹奇事的显明。
They emphasize on the signs and wonders.
我们看啊，十二节
Verse 12,
众人都默默无声听保罗、巴拿巴述说神借他们在外邦人中间所行的神迹奇事。啊，十三节
Verse 13,
他们住了声，雅各就说。你看这个保罗跟巴拉巴就在讲他们去外邦传道了以后，神怎么用神迹奇事跟他们同工。
So here, Paul and Barnabas talk about the miraculous signs and wonders that God has shown among the Gentiles.
虽然是外邦人，神跟他们同工，表示神要拣选他们。
Although they are Gentiles, but God abides with them, and that means that God wants to choose them.
那本来大家有不同的意见，一听到这样讲，嘴巴就住了。为什么？大家顺服神。
Although they have different opinions, but once they heard this, they stopped and quieted down because they respect God.
好，那我们再看啊，他们也很注重圣经的根据。
And let's continue. The third point is because they respect and emphasize the proofs from the Bible.
我们看十五章的十六节。
Let's read chapter verse 16.
好，我们看十五节开始。
Starting verse 15.
啊，众先知的话已跟这个意思相合。十六节。
16.
正如经上所写，此后我要重来重建修造大卫倒塌的帐幕，把那破坏的重新建造起来。十七节。
17.
叫余剩的人，就是凡称为我名下的外邦人都寻求这个话。十八节。
18.
这个话是从创世以来显明这事的主说的，所以他引用旧约圣经啊，在提到啊福音传给外邦人这件事情。
So here he referred back to the Old Testament about how the gospel would be preached to the Gentiles.
啊，所以我们可以看出来有圣经的根据。
So here sees that there's proof from the Bible.
有神迹奇事的证明。
There's proof of signs and miracles.
有圣灵的降临。
And there's the descendants of the Holy Spirit.
这个三个讲清楚了。
And when you point out all these three,
大家虽然开始不同，都很谦卑的顺服。
Although everybody have different opinions, but they were willing to be submissive.
所以问题就解决了。
And that solves the problem.
所以我们可以很清楚的做一个结论。
So here we can make a clear conclusion.
使徒教会的会议是以神为中心的。
During apostolic church, their meeting, God is the center of all.
这个是我们今天教会要追求的方向。
And this is the goal that we should all church should pursue.
我们不是把外在这种社会的民族搬到教会来用。
It's not that we should learn from the democracy from outside of the church and move it to church and utilize it here.
因为社会的民主是以人为主。
Because social democracy, it's talk about people.
教会的民主是以神为主。
But here in church, we should hold God as the center of all.
这有一个根本上的不同。
And there is a major difference.
所以我们在教会里面要讨论事情，要学习《使徒行传》十五章的方向。
So whenever we discuss any issues in church, this is the example that we should learn from.
那这个问题解决了，圣工会更发展。
And once you resolve this problem, the holy work will even prosper.
为什么使徒行传这个问题解决，圣工更发展？
Why once they resolve this issue, the holy work prosper even more?
我们看第五节，十六章第五节。
Let's turn to chapter 16, verse 5.
于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天增加。
So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers.
因为第四节说，他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。
Because here they say they delivered the decision reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey.
结果信心增加，坚固，人数增加。
And this is why the faith and the numbers grew.
那他们所做的这个决定。
And the decision that they made,
跟教会的圣洁也有关系。
It has a direct connection with the holiness of church.
因为不可以吃拜偶像的。
Because you cannot eat what is being worshipped to idols.
就是不要跟鬼相交。
And that is to have no relationship with Satan.
啊，这是灵的圣洁。
Because that is the holiness of your spirituality.
不可以犯奸淫。
There are no sexual immorality.
这是体的圣洁。
This is the physical holiness.
所以这个圣洁使神能够充分跟教会同工。
And because of these two kinds of holiness, God can abide with church.
因此这个决定一颁布以后，圣工就发展。
So after the decision was announced to all members and all churches, the holy word prospered.
所以使徒教会啊，他们确实有问题。
So in apostolic times, they too have problems.
但是问题使他们的灵性啊更高。
But their problems is what allows them to grow spiritually.
圣工更发展。
To allow holy work to prosper.
这个就是我们的原则。
And this is our principle.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.